Thompson. Kia ora and welcome to Property Matters. Tonight we have a very full studio as we chat careers in real estate with a focus on property management. Remember, you can download our podcast from barfoot.co.nz/property matters or listen anytime here on planetaudio.org.nz. Welcome to Property Matters. Welcome to another Monday night here in Auckland. I'm Stephen Dello, delighted to have you tuned into our show. I don't think I've had this many guests in the studio for a long time when it comes to talking real estate. So great to have a full studio. Each week, of course, we have a mix of guests from across the rental and investment landscape to give you tips and tricks on how to maximise your investment and provide practical advice for tenants and landlords who just need that tricky question answered. Now, this is very much your show. We encourage you to email us at any point at propertymatters@barfoot.co.nz or send us a message on our Facebook page, which you'll find at Property Matters Radio. You don't need to be a Barfoot and Thompson customer to get in touch. We're keen to help everyone out there, so send us your emails. Over the next 2 weeks, we thought we would chat careers in real estate. So next week, we're going to focus on sales. But this week, we thought we would talk property management first. So I'm delighted to have a room full of people, including property managers Daniel Norcross and AJ Gill. Good afternoon, people. How are we today?
Very well, thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Stephen.
Good to have you guys here. We have property portfolio managers Lamia and Monique. Welcome, team.
Thank you.
Everyone's very quiet and gentle and nervous, but we'll get them talking. And Barfoot & Thompson's Training Academy lead, Amber Watson. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
And if that wasn't enough people to throw in the world's tiniest room, let's put in recent graduates from that Training Academy, Sophia and Connor. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, Stephen.
Great to have you all here. And so, Daniel, Amber, AJ, I'm going to kick it off with you because you're the property managers in the room. And I want you to tell me, and I'll start with you, Daniel, first. Tell me about your career and how it first started in real estate and how long you've been working in the industry.
So my career started off in the UK just over 5 years ago. Decided that I wanted a career change in the industry. And decided that was moving to London, and property was something that I wanted to go into, and then decided that I was moving to New Zealand early 2020, and decided to carry on my career but actually come into property management rather than sales and training.
Is it quite different here in New Zealand to the UK?
Yes, very, but also very similar, which is quite tricky for getting your head around all of the law and legislation that's implemented, and with new changes of the RTA as well over here, it's very similar to the UK now.
Yeah, and so you're managing our Te Atatū branch out west.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's it like being out in Te Atatū?
Yeah, it's very busy. I think Te Atatū Peninsula has certainly been a place to live now, especially since COVID hit New Zealand and we come out of the lockdowns. We've decided that a massive influx of new tenants coming on and wanting to live in the peninsula, especially with the catchment areas of the schools. We've got all we've got a good area of schooling from down to Kindy straight through to intermediate, and then you've got Rutherford College just down the road.
Yeah, and schools are making such a difference, especially with all the rezoning now, you know, of where people live. So I can see that continuing to play a big part. AJ, you're property manager at the Blockhouse Bay branch for Barfoot and Thompson. What's been your real estate journey?
So I started in 2010 in Auckland CBD. I was working for a firm then, it was something attracted me a lot. So yeah, as we say in property management, every day is not the same. So that's what I like about it.
Yeah, we've had a few people say that over the last year of the show. Yeah. And how are you finding the market in Blockhouse Bay at the moment?
It's busy for us as well. It's quite a lot of changes happening. We're getting quite a lot of new developments coming in Blockhouse Bay, which is helping a lot. But yeah, the market has been really good. Lots of tenants moving into Blockhouse Bay with our schools, Blockhouse Bay Primary Intermediate. It's one of the popular schools right now. So yeah, it's helping us a lot right now.
Brilliant. Brilliant. And Amber, tell us your journey, because you're in a slightly different role now, but you've been involved in property management a while. Tell us about that.
I have been in property management for coming up on 10 years. I first became interested in the industry when I was a tenant for the first time. Had a property manager who seemed like a really cool chick, and it was just, I liked your vibe and how it seemed like a professional role that wasn't an office job, getting out and about and helping people. I got into it because I was working in a supermarket and one of my customers one day was asking me really, really pointed questions about my education history until she handed me a card and said, you should apply for a job.
Oh, cool.
We're looking for someone. She was looking for someone with good customer service experience who she could train up, because good customer service can be really hard to teach.
Yeah, 100%. That's nice. I like the fact you said, you know, it's not a normal office job. There's so much of this is out and about. It suits somebody that needs that variety in their day, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Daniel, what do you love most about property management?
I think with property management, there's certainly no 2 days are the same. And you never know what you're going to get hit in the morning. You always know what you've got to deal with from the weekend, maybe, but certainly during the week, it always changes. And it's always great to put a smile on tenants' face, especially in the shortage of properties that's available in Auckland at the moment. Everyone's very grateful for you, choosing them and putting them into a property. So it's always nice to put a smile on people's faces.
Nice. Yeah, there's a real human interaction role. So if you're listening and thinking, you know, I love working with people, perhaps this is a career choice for you. AJ, what do you think is the biggest challenge you face in property management? If someone's coming into this, you know, eyes wide open, what is the biggest challenge?
See, the biggest challenge is it's the communication to be open about with your landlords and tenants, telling them the right fact from the start. We see that lots of places where it's not been done, and yeah, that's where the relationships start affecting with your tenants and the landlord.
So I guess it's best when you're putting in that tenant yourself, not inheriting it, but that journey where you've
that's
let
right.
the property, put them in and build that relationship. What advice would you give to someone thinking of a career in property management, AJ?
It's a great industry to be in. You just have to remember you have to be patient and good in time management.
Yeah. Good. Now, you've all mentioned already the ins and outs, so time management's a real test.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that because you could have your best day planned and then that phone rings, flood, fire, something like that, and that day's out the window?
That's right. Yes, it is.
Excellent. So don't make a cup of tea in the morning because there'll be no time. Amber, with all the changes recently to the Residential Tenancy Act, how's that impacting your work and your team's work?
To be fair, the RTA was well overdue for a rehaul. The main concern that a lot of people has is that it appears to have gone from a relatively balanced between tenants and landlords to slightly more skewed towards the tenants, and not enough has been done to make it rebalanced. A lot of the other difficulty seems to come from the timing of it. Just one thing after the other,
you
that's all
homes,
costing the owners money.
Right.
So it is a challenge for everyone involved.
So you manage this training academy. Tell us, walk us through it. What is the Barfoot and Thompson Training Academy?
So basically, property management is a career that a lot of people are interested in getting into, probably because it is such a long-term career. And when we have roles come up, we get a lot of applications from a lot of really great people with great experience in life and a lot of great skills, customer service like I talked about before, but they don't have actual property management experience, which if you've got to hit the ground running can make it really hard to get a role.
Yeah, I mean, we live in this world of people want experience, but experience doesn't necessarily always mean the best person for the job.
Exactly. So the Training Academy was born out of a desire to find these people with these great skills, train them up so that when the roles become available, we've got someone who can just slot straight in, ready to go.
So they're working with you in real properties, are they?
Yep. So we have a portfolio that we manage. So they're getting real life experience. When things come up, we deal with them together. They have later on in their journey. It's about a 6 month or so journey. So once they've learnt a lot of the skills, they're given a group of properties that they manage themselves. So they're actually getting that hands-on experience in that role as a portfolio manager while being under supervision.
Right, and I guess they're learning all their systems, all the training, because we've heard before Barfoot & Thompson has their Level 4 certificate called Elevate. So getting all that done before they head out to the big wide world, so to speak, must be an asset to a branch. Daniel, would you agree, once you're heading out, having someone that's learned all that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, with this industry, you're always learning and you're always picking up new ideas or coming across different challenges, and it definitely gives them a great foundation to be able to start their career in property management.
So, Amber, what does a typical training journey look like? How long are they with you? What sort of aspects are they going to cover?
Well, it starts off as more of an assistant. So they come in, they do the basic training, as you say, learn the systems, learn what a 14-day notice is, learn what to do when the renter is, when the tenant goes into renter is, but then they actually have the practice doing that. And because property management covers so many different areas, there is a lot to learn. I could probably teach them everything they need to know in a month, but that doesn't mean that they'd need to know, that they would know what they actually need to do when that issue comes up. And there's so many things that you can have a tenant go into rent arrears in five different ways. As you say, no 2 days are the same.
Yeah.
No two issues are the same. So by giving them that actual hands-on experience over the course of approximately 6 months, depending on how well they take to it, how much experience they actually get in that time. If we have any COVID lockdowns, that slows the process down a bit. They go from being an assistant to taking more and more ownership of all of the tasks, and by the end of it, they're basically running a portfolio.
Cool. Now, there's lots of different apprenticeship schemes out there these days. Is this one a paid? Are they paid to work on the job, so to speak, train and work?
Yes, they must indeed sing for their supper.
Brilliant. Well, that's great, though. You know, so someone can come in, earn an income, train on the job, and then head off to a branch. So a beautiful segue to Monique and Lamia, who are those first cadets that came out last year, I believe, from the first training round. So Monique, if I was to start with you, you were one of the first cadets to be appointed to a branch. What was your experience like at the training academy?
I had a fantastic experience. I started in the training academy in February last year. So I had no experience in property management, but it was something that I had looked at to do in the future.
So where had you come from? What sort of industry?
So I'd come from the travel industry.
Good time to get out.
Yes. So I came from the travel industry, and the training academy was a fantastic opportunity for me to get my hands into the property management sector.
And you got appointed to a role at the Meadowbank branch of Barfoot & Thompson. So how did it help you once you got to that branch?
I think the Property Management Academy helped me immensely. I mean, I learned the systems, I had a grasp on what I was meant to do to manage a portfolio, and I had that background knowledge to go into a branch and know what I need to do.
Cool. And I should say your property manager did send her apologies tonight, but is supporting you listening on air, I hope. Lamia, as another cadet from the first branch, what do you think is the best thing about the training academy if someone was listening and wondering if this was a possible way to start their career?
Yeah, absolutely. The academy has given me the opportunity to have a career change as well. So I used also to be in the travel industry. And it gives me all the aspects and introducing me to property manager to be a successful portfolio manager.
Sophia, you're also from the travel industry, if I'm right. So, you know, but that is a really good example of what Amber was saying. People that come in with really good skills need to learn property management, but all the travel industry is all about customer service. Did you find some of that was transferable?
Yes, absolutely. I feel like I've practiced talking to people with all different problems, solutions, questions from around town. So I'm able to put that into practice now because property management is all about that. Yes.
Yeah, and working with all walks of life, I guess.
Absolutely.
So, Lamia, your property manager from your branch is here today. How exciting, no pressure, was it to be offered a branch role within weeks of graduating?
Yeah, it was exciting to be at Tia Tattoo branch, really, and to implement all what I have learned at the academy into the branch. And I am going further and further by learning more and more, because as we said, every day is something new to learn at property management.
What's the best part about the job or property management?
It's communication.
Yeah?
It's to build up the communication and the trust between the landlords and the tenants as well.
Nice. Daniel, what did you and your branch manager see in Lamia that made her stand out at an interview? This is probably really strange, having the interviewee sitting next to you while you answer that question. Live on air. No pressure.
So something that we was really looking for at the branch was someone who had a bit of confidence and a bit of resilience, really, because, you know, you have to have that in this industry, and always willing to learn. And Lamia actually ticked all those boxes for us when we actually saw her, and that's what we were looking for. It wasn't necessarily about someone that had so much experience. We wanted to make sure that the fit was right for our team.
If someone's listening and perhaps doesn't get a successful placement into this training academy but is still passionate about working in real estate, is it possible to train them on the job? Can you hire someone directly without that experience? Does it just take a little bit longer?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we would take some people on with no experience at all. However, just at this time was a point of where we were short-staffed, and we needed to make sure that we had someone with a little bit of experience, so a bit of background knowledge of our systems of Barfoots, mainly, not necessarily within...
Yeah, and I guess having someone who can walk in and has learnt the systems, because often it's that software training.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, but we would always be happy if it was the right person with the right personality, the right customer service skills, and experience in that would definitely take them on and train them from start.
Nice. Amber, what are some of the support and training systems in place that you have at your company to train someone who does go directly to a branch?
So our support centre has its own training department. We have our specialist in Gateway, which is our database system. We have our specialist in our letting and application process system. We have our IT department, who can help with the niggly bits. So they're on site, you know, all opening hours. We have just such a friendly, open team who you can call someone from the next branch over and say, help.
Nice.
And on top of the team that you're working with. So there's so many people who can help.
Mm.
For the individual things, as well as the in-depth training. You mentioned our level 4 certificate in Elevate, which is a quite thorough overview of property management.
And literally that support from the support centre. We interviewed Chris Dobby last week, and it was interesting hearing, you know, that philosophy of not being a head office but being there to provide support.
Yes, that change was made a few years ago, and it really has underlined the change in the service that support centre provides, to say, yes, actually, we are here to support you. Tell us what you need. We'll help you out.
That's cool. Monique, what are your long-term goals along this career path? Are you happy where you are, or is there over time you're hoping to grow into other roles?
At the moment, I am a portfolio manager, and down the track, if I am lucky enough to be appointed into a property manager role, then that's something that I would be striving for.
Nice. What made you initially apply for this?
So I was looking for a career change, and my sister-in-law sent me a screenshot, and she said, hey, there's this job in Barford and Thompson. And I thought, oh my goodness, this is what I've been looking for.
Nice.
So I applied, and I was lucky enough to be accepted.
Excellent. Then took your sister-in-law out for dinner, I hope. Lamia, what do you love most about the company you work for, Barfoot and Thompson?
Yeah, really. I can't express, but I can say something. Like, although it's the largest and the most professional real estate company, they do care about the people they are working with, and they do care about their families and their communities. So thanks for the support, and it's really amazing to be one of the team.
Yeah, and it's funny, AJ, you sort of, you know, you have this picture of real estate and real estate people, but here's somebody who's just said, you know, the family, they care about the family. It is a family-run business, and over the last few weeks we've interviewed the CEO and the different directors, and I really get that difference, that this is a family-run real estate company. Do you see that as a manager as well?
Yes, I do, yeah. No, that's family. Yeah, it's family-oriented business, and the support is there. The best thing is, if you need to contact any managers in the support center as well, the numbers are there, the email address is there. You can contact them anytime. You can give your suggestions as well if you want to, and they will look into it and they'll get back to you. That's the best thing about it.
Nice. All right, we're going to take a short music break now. Then after the break, we're going to chat with the latest recruits and one of their property managers to find out a little bit more. Jersey Boys has been busy rocking it up at the Civic in Auckland. So here's a great medley of Jersey Boys, the musical from the BBC, all the way across the ditch. It's a live recording, so enjoy. From the fabulous Jersey Boys. Now, Daniel, last time we had you on this radio station, you weren't able to tell us much, but you were had just auditioned for a certain show that I think now you're allowed to tell us you're in.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm going to be joining the Wicked cast in Auckland from the 8th of September to the 2nd of October.
And it's Sky City?
Yeah, at Sky City. Very, awesome. Very exciting.
Great. It's a great show, great venue. Nice to see it being used again. Congratulations. I hope, Lamia, you've got the whole team ready to go and support him.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Would he be wearing his green tights while he's doing property management? That might be interesting in West Auckland, sorting some tenants out in green tights.
I'm sure it'll happen out west.
So, welcome back. We are talking careers with our property management teams from Barfoot and Thompson. Now, AJ, you're the property manager at Blockhouse Bay, and just last week have taken on the latest recruit, Sophia, from the Training Academy. For you, why did you look at this as an option for recruitment?
Look, as Daniel said before as well, look, it's helped us, you know, like they're already coming as trained. They know, like in a system, they're trained with the Barfoot and Thompson system. They have done the Elevate course. So it does tick those boxes for us. So we know that when they're coming on board, that it's a smooth transaction. So that's why we've taken Sophia on board.
Now, I imagine property management's very busy. It's a very busy occupation. How important is it to get the right staff?
It's very important, because if you got the wrong person in, it can damage the business. So you have to be sure on who you're getting on board. So that's a very important.
And if I think back to your earlier comment about it being a family business, I mean, reputation's sitting on that. So I guess, you know, damaging reputation is not what this is about.
That's right. Yes, it's. Basically, the longer damage your branch reputation, it will be damaging Barfoot and Thompson. Mm. So that's what we have to look into.
If I ask you both, AJ and Daniel, what makes a great staff member? What are you looking for when you hire someone?
I just think, as first, their first impression is their appearance. I think you've always got to make yourself presentable. Certainly is the big key, because you're always in the customer eye. And also someone who has got clear communication between you, because communication is a big key for property management in terms with educating the landlords and also the tenants at the same time.
Do you find the millennials, I think of my own daughter in her early 20s now, have become so focused on that cell phone communication that they forget or are scared of picking up the phone?
Yeah.
Is it something we've got? So, you know, if you're young and looking into getting into this career, don't be afraid to pick up the phone.
Yes,
that's right.
Yeah, AJ, what are you looking for in a staff member?
Yeah, so same things, but like everything same, and confidence. Like, they're confident about it, because it's again how they're going to present themselves, how confident they are when they're speaking to the tenants and the landlord.
Amber, when you're looking for a new recruit for the Training Academy, what sort of skills, I mean, we've talked about, you know, the airline industry being great, what sort of specific personal skills are you looking for?
It basically comes down to customer service. So how you deal with people, how you deal with challenges, how you present yourself, mostly it comes from various variations of that. So your life experience, the areas you've lived in, the houses you've lived in, that's not as important as how you deal with people and how you adapt to new things.
You've got four people here that have graduated who are all bubbly, great communicators. There was a nice energy pre-show. They've got a good sense of humour. I guess it's about that personality as well, because you are dealing with people, I guess, at the best and worst situations in their life.
Absolutely. Compassion can be a huge benefit to doing this role, but also being firm and saying, you know, this is where the line is. You have to be able to be a lot of different things at a lot of different times.
Nice. Sophia, you've just graduated a week ago from the Training Academy and are heading off to Blockhouse Bay, or have just headed off to Blockhouse Bay branch. Tell us about your experience.
Do you mean my experience?
Through the whole journey.
Oh, okay. It was very exciting. I remember first stepping into the training academy being very quiet and nervous, but I've really come out of my shell. I've learned so much, and I think that's come with my now confidence. And going into Blockhouse Bay Branch, it was a huge eye-opening but exciting moment, because now I really get to make something my own and get to practice everything that I've been taught, as well as developing into a beautiful barefooted Thompson staff member in property management. Yeah,
nice. Why did you choose property management? What attracts you to this?
I'm in Wellington. We've got a really good family friend who actually had her own property management business, and I used to work part-time, and she employed me to work part-time for her, and it was great. As soon as I walked in, I think the culture was just something that I was interested in. The people, the property, it was just fast-paced and really exciting. But the thing that drew me to Barfoot and Thompson is because I saw how she was so successful in Wellington, and she was a family-owned business, and that's why I was gravitated towards
good connection.
Barfoot and Thompson.
Yeah, it's nice symmetry. What do you look forward to now that you're in the branch? What are
practicing,
you looking for?
Practicing, building relationships with the owners and tenants as well. Learning as well, because now, I mean, I guess every area is different. I've practiced out South Auckland, now I'm in Blockhouse Bay. So, you know, I'm seeing if there's any common trends. There's also, yeah, just everything, I suppose.
That's cool.
I love it.
Connor, you also graduated and are heading to the Mount Eden branch. What were you doing prior to joining the training academy, and why did you choose property management?
Yeah, so the opportunity to work at Barfoot's really just came at the perfect time for me. Having recently finished my undergraduate studies at Auckland University at the end of 2019, towards the start of 2020, I was in a bit of a phase of my life, was a bit lost, didn't really know what direction to go career-wise. And then COVID hit, and that really put a spanner in the works for a lot of people. Through a family member of mine also in the business, in the room even, Daniel Norcross, the opportunity was presented to me then to come along to a recruitment session that Barfoot's do quite periodically. Went into it with a bit of an open mind, but still a bit unsure of what I wanted to do. But it was in that session, meeting with the recruitment and training team, that they really sold me on taking this as a career path. Speaking with them, sort of getting a feel for the sort of people that work in property management and the skills you learn and the experiences you have on the job, that was really what made me want to follow this path.
Nice. What were you studying?
I was studying psychology at Auckland University.
You'd be using that though, wouldn't you? And there, that's a good skill.
Yeah, it's definitely been pretty handy in dealing with some certain situations, particularly dispute and conflict resolution. It's been quite good for that, in terms of sort of portraying to both tenants and owners that we're working for them and with them. We're not against them as much as they may think that in some situations. It's been quite invaluable so far in my my 6 months at Barfoot's.
Now, last week your CEO talked a lot about family and that there's many different branches that have got different family working together. So, Daniel, you're obviously, you two are connected in some way. Is it cool knowing that another family member's now in the business and excited like you are?
Yeah, absolutely. I've always worked for family-run businesses, so I always knew what to expect and really get along. And I knew that Barfoot's really suit Connor's personality in the way that he presents himself. So I thought, I knew that he would be the super for the job.
Nice. Do you come home and swap war stories of the day?
Yeah, we actually do.
I bet.
Every day. We usually have a debrief.
Have I got one for you?
Yeah.
Connor, when you think back to the training academy, did you find this practical way of learning really good for you? Like, was did this work? I mean, I was a teacher for many years, and especially boys work by doing, not sitting, but actually up and doing. So does it the same as an adult?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'd say the practical experience definitely suits me more than theory-based learning anyway, as important as that is. And the Barford's accredited course, Elevate, has been a really good teaching tool as well. But I found that working with real properties and real people has been the best experience I could have asked for in terms of starting a new career with absolutely no prior knowledge. Working with real people has made it a lot easier to adjust and, honestly.
So you'd recommend it to others?
Oh, absolutely. In a heartbeat, yes. It's a really popular career to be getting into right now, and this course, this cadetship, is the best way in for someone completely new.
Nice. Sophia and Monique, can I ask you both, where do you see yourselves in five... Oh, you've talked about your past, so Sophia, where do you see yourself in 5 or 10 years' time?
Still with Barford and Thompson, and with my face out there to everyone, with a huge portfolio and great success.
Nice. Describe your first day in the branch.
It was great. I really liked it. The culture, the feel of the branch was really supportive, and it just seems like the right fit for me. I actually was lucky enough to have a day prior to starting at the branch where AJ had set up a meeting with one of our biggest clientele owners, and it was great to be able to meet them on a personal level and build that relationship and trust before we start, you know, stepping into the role and communicating with them. I think that was a fantastic idea of his.
Cool. What piece of advice would you give to someone listening tonight, tossing up if this is their thing? And I'm going to ask lots of you that question.
Okay. Is it your thing? If you're thick-skinned, if you love people and you really care about maintaining properties, then absolutely go for it. And go for the Training Academy too. If you've got no experience, it's the best.
Cool. Monique, what would be your piece of advice for someone thinking of a career in property management?
I would just say apply. You've got nothing to lose. And if you are lucky enough to be in the cadetship, then you'll go far.
Nice. AJ? Advice for, you've been around a little while, what's your advice to someone to for the longevity, I guess, in the industry?
It's the best industry to be in. As everyone's saying, it's apply. If you see the opportunity, just go for it. And the Training Academy is there to help you as well. And it's a good way to learn. It's quite a lot to learn, yeah.
Nice. Daniel, what's been your biggest highlight so far since you arrived in New Zealand and took this role on?
Actually turning the office around in generating a big market share on the peninsula has been definitely a big highlight for me, and actually gaining people's trust to be able to bring their properties on and let us manage them at the branch.
Nice. Connor, what's been your biggest highlight?
Yeah, really it's just been building that relationship with tenants and owners to the point where you'll engage with them quite frequently and everything's cordial and they trust you with their property and trust your decision-making and your assessment of things. That's been a really rewarding part of the job for me.
Cool. Amber, how would you describe property management? If a total stranger said, how would you describe it in a sentence or two, what would it be? I wish our audience could see her smirk at me at the moment across the room. How would you do it? How would you describe it?
Property management is really hard sometimes. It's not a cakewalk. But if you're a problem solver, if you like helping people, it is really rewarding because we are helping people in one of the most vulnerable times of their lives. When they need a house, they need somewhere to live. We're looking after this investment for owners. It could have been their old family home. It's a big responsibility and there are a lot of challenges, but they're all solvable.
Yeah, cool. If you would like to find out more about joining Barfoot & Thompson in either sales or property management, head to barfoot.co.nz and click on their careers page, and the team will come back to you with an invite to a recruitment session, and maybe you too can join the training academy like these fabulous people in the room. Thank you, team, for a wonderful afternoon. Good luck in Auckland traffic when you leave. To our young cadets in the room, congratulations. Good luck on your journey. We'll check back in 5 or 10 years' time and see if you're up managing the company. Really appreciate your time. If you've got something to share with us for landlords or tenants and would like to come on the show, or got a good piece of Kiwi music you want to send our way, email us at propertymatters@barfoot.co.nz. Have a fantastic night. Catch you again next week when we talk sales career.